Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, and joining us, Erica Wheelhouse, the junior out of Crookston, Minnesota. First question for you, Erica. What was it like to be able to play in front of your hometown last Friday night?
It was great. The support was insane. There was so much noise going on, and it was just amazing to see everyone again and to have all that support still while we're at the college level.
Congratulations on also being selected WCHA Defensive Player of the Week, just announced today, so congratulations. The shock on your face. How does that make you feel? You got all these awards this week.
I guess I just found out about that one, but it's an honor. I mean, it clearly reflects on how we've been doing as a team, because it's not an individual sport out there, so it's basically everyone's hard work right now.
Your team's getting an awful lot of recognition finally. I said it, and everybody else has said it, hardest working team in college hockey right now. Finally got into the top 10 again in the USCHO poll at number 8 and then number 9 in the USA Today poll. First time your team has broken into both polls. Do you guys even look at the polls or think about them at all?
It's hard not to not think about it when everyone's bringing it up, but our main focus right now is just to keep working hard. I mean, the polls really mean nothing at the end of the day, and I think we play better as an underdog team anyway, so it'd be best if we could stay out of those rankings, but I mean, being in them clearly means we're making a difference, and that's what we want to be doing.
This past Saturday night, you guys came out hard after falling Friday night to number 6 UND at the time. And Saturday, what was just the difference? You guys came out, scored 3 right away in the first.
We didn't like to lose. We had a sour taste in our mouth after that, especially with playoffs last year. And basically, we set it in our hearts. You know, we really wanted it. And we came out and were making passes and getting shots, and they were just going in. So
you're off this weekend, but it doesn't really mean you're off from hockey. I hear your coaches have been working you guys pretty tough.
Yeah, we've been working hard on the ice and extremely hard off the ice. So we're just getting ready to get in shape. We get the weekend off, so it'll be a nice recuperating weekend, I guess you could say, before we hit Wisconsin.
You got the number one team in the country coming to the Sanford Center. You guys have played really well here at this rink. You're hoping to bring in some of that momentum. How do you get ready for Wisconsin?
Basically, just keep working hard. I mean, it's worked for us so far, and if you're going to play the number one team in the nation, we definitely want to be playing them in our building, especially ending off this semester here. We want to get some points before we take off for break, so it'll be a big series.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Congrats again on all these awards.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.